Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. Let me introduce our special guest, clinical hypnotherapist and contactee, Dr. Louis Turi. He was born and raised in France. His ET encounter led him to rekindle his prophetic visions. We'll have him talk about that again. And here he is. Drums are rolling. Louis, welcome back.
George, always good to talk to you, my good friend. How are you?
You too. I understand you've been very busy these days.
Well, I just came back from that UFO cruise, and I kind of dropped a bomb out there by proving the connection that I have with that extraterrestrial called Draco. It was pretty interesting.
Well, that's an interesting cruise. Where did you folks go?
We went all the way from San Diego to Baja California, down the way to Mexico, and came back about 7 days. It was absolutely phenomenal. I get to talk to Richard Darling.
Good guy.
He's very smart. He's very much into the stars. So we had a good discussion at breakfast. Talked to other speakers, and as I said, you know, I introduced some of the people that assisted to my lecture. The reality of Draco that speaks to me, and a lot of people were very skeptical. They had no idea what I was about to do, and I did it.
Good for you.
The detail, people would not believe it anyway. So, but the two CDs will be available on my website. So the two movies that we made, and people will be able to see the facts.
Louis, I want to talk about some predictions for the rest of the year, what you see ahead for next year, and then, of course, next hour we'll take calls. But you're starting to do a lot of work. You've been a hypnotherapist for at least 20 years now, haven't you?
Yes, something like this, yes. I studied right here in Phoenix. I started some places in San Diego. But, you know, hypnotherapy and the subconscious is something that always fascinated me. I had people sometimes coming to me and saying, oh, Louis, you know, I dreamed that I was on an elevator, and this elevator was going down, 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 and I'll walk up and was so scared. Oh, what's the meaning? And I said, well, this is you actually are afraid of losing a position or losing something that means a lot to you. So your subconscious is warning you, is sending you a message not to stimulate him negatively. Knowing the future is the reincarnation of the thought. It's very, very important to pay attention to your subconscious messages. And if they happen to be insecure or negative, such as that elevator going down or falling down the street or whatever, then you have to be cautious to change direction in your thought process.
What exactly is our subconscious mind?
Well, the subconscious gets your heart beating. He stopped an infection. You may call him God if you like, but you cannot. You have to differentiate the subconscious and the superconscious. The superconscious can be can be accessed by accident under very strong stress or fear. For example, a mother that sees a toddler being stuck under a car, and that 150-pound woman with one hand will lift the car. You heard of such a thing. So you can also access the superconscious willingly, but that demands, of course, training. But it's fascinating the power that we all have involving the subconscious. And I wrote a book, about 600 pages. It's a follow-up of Beyond the Secret, which I believe is not completely finished. And I give you a lot of example of your relationship with the subconscious.
Well, you talk about the adrenaline flow of a mother whose child is hurt and, you know, they can move objects and stuff. What about the mother who foolishly leaves her children in hot cars?
Well, that is much deeper. That is, for example, this young mother now has a child, and she cannot go to college, she cannot go out, she cannot buy all the stuff she wants to, because the guy that got her pregnant is in jail, he's full of drugs. So she associates this child with all the trauma involving that person. The subconscious now doesn't want her to suffer, so he's putting like a door where that child disappears. She loved that child. She would give her life for that child. But you have that tunnel vision. As I said, it's induced because of stress. It's induced because of bad memory. You have to be very cautious. You know, let me give you this very small example. I was in the cruise and I ate a lot. Oh, my gosh, I ate like a pig.
That's what people do on cruises.
And a couple days before the end of the cruise, I look at myself in the mirror and said, oh, my God, when I go home, my wife's going to tell me to get on a diet big time. I meant it, and by accident, I reached the superconscious. Now, listen to this. I say goodbye to everybody. Everything was just fine, and here I am. I call my wife. I say, okay, I'm in San Diego. I'm driving home. I should be home in about 4 hours. And I was totally happy, and everything was just fine. I was driving in the sunrise, going east, listening to the music. And all of a sudden, like 3 hours into the drive, I felt weird. I felt really weird, so I had to stop. And I start to cough, and I start to go, oh, my gosh. And then you know what? It's been like 3 or 4 days now I return from that cruise. The only thing I had is soup, because I suggested my subconscious to stop me eating. And by doing this, you are opening the door to infectious organism. As incredible as it may sound,
wow,
your subconscious can alter the atomic structure of your body. It can neutralize your immune system. You have to be careful. I mean, I'm not sure that the scientific community would be able to grasp the depth of that message involving the subconscious, but I have to operate on something that I know to be true. You know, the same example with that lady. She says, hey, Dr. Cherry, you know what? I come to see you because for weeks my jaw was locked and I couldn't eat, so I wanted to know what's happening. I didn't have to hypnotize her. I just talked to her, and she finally said to me that she also wanted to lose weight. So she bypassed the filter, she hit the superconscious. Now the superconscious locked the jaw. She couldn't eat, of course, and she lost all the weight. And it's because I had this experience with that lady that I was able to put the point together as far as I am concerned. And just tonight, I'm feeling better. Finally, I got my energy back because, you know, as I said, my wife is always stuffing me with a vitamin supplement. I'm supremely healthy.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. And then for 3 days, I was just completely knocked out. And then there you go.
So are you saying, Luis, that the subconscious can literally make you healthy or sick?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to be very, very cautious of what you wish for. Again, I can only repeat myself, and people have to pay attention. When I said the future is the reincarnation of your thoughts, that involve the depth of the subconscious and the superconscious, we can be accessed either by accident or willingly. Some yogi are able to tap on the superconscious, and where you will freeze to death, those guys are melting the snow around them. You heard of that?
Yeah.
So there is so much in terms of psychology and psychiatry that has not yet been accepted because those people, you know, don't have the intellectual to dig into such a deep things, or are unwilling to go to that extent. They can only rationalize. They can only rationalize to what is their five human senses is reacting to and accepting as reality.
Well, with Dr. Lewis Turi, his website is his name, Dr. Turi.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And you update that website quite regularly, Lewis, don't you?
Well, yes. I have a webmaster. He guides me. He wants to change everything. But you know what? You make all good soup in the old pot. So it looks like the 1975 type of website. But it's a labyrinth. You know, if you're in there, you can always be led somewhere else. And I want to leave it that way. That's my identity.
What is it about the subconscious mind that allows us to do these incredible things?
Call it the power of the unknown. Call it the supreme energy that you cannot understand. Let me give you another example.
All right.
How the subconscious can really, really mess you up. Once I was with a friend in a bar, and we were talking, and next to us we had a couple of girls, and then one of these girls looked at me, I looked at her back. The next thing you know, she came and smacked the hell out of me. What the hell's going on with that girl? You know, what happened is obviously she mistaked me for someone else. And in the battle, in the eternal battle between emotions or rationale, emotion always wins. So in her mind, she had a really bad experience with a guy. Sudden enough, the sucker looked like me. Next thing you know, I'm the one who paid the price. So finally, I spoke to her. I said, excuse me, come down a little bit here. I might look like somebody that has hurt you, but I'm guaranteeing I don't know you. I wouldn't know if I did something wrong to you, and I don't hurt people willingly. So she finally realized, you know, what she did, and she was upset, and she was crying, and she didn't know what to do to apologize.
Was she embarrassed?
More than embarrassed. She bought me a drink, and then finally, I get to know her closer, so, you know, it was no accident. Maybe I wanted to meet a girl that night, but my subconscious hurt me, but that was pretty heavy, though, being smack in the face like that. So there is all sorts of reaction that people have. It's all related to the past, and people may not necessarily be aware of what's under that the tip of the iceberg, and it's all stimulated by emotion. It's a marvelous, marvelous world to dig into, the unknown and the power of the superconscious. I got so many experiences involving the superconscious in my book, and it's worthwhile for people to educate themselves so they can understand how to manage and handle constructively this power.
Yeah, how do you train yourself, and how do you train people, Lewis, to deal with it?
First of all, you have to know what type of subconscious you have. Depending on your sun sign, your 12th house is the location of your subconscious. That's where all the hidden matter resides. And in that 12th house, you have a planet or two planets or a stellium, which means few planets. So it all depends on the planet that inhabit your 12th house, which is traditionally the house you regulate the forces of your subconscious. So let's say, for example, if you were born, you were born in June, okay? Like you?
Like I was. You remember that.
Well, I can't forget you're a messenger of the God. You and Artbell were born in June.
Yep.
Again, there is no accident for you to be in the air. And by the way, Mercury, which is the planet to regulate the sign of Gemini, is retrograde. And retrograde means the people of the past are coming back. So that's one of the reasons why I'm talking to you. So to let's check on your subconscious, for example. So you're going to go from June, and you have to go into the 12 house. So that means from June, you count to 12. So June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. On your subconscious, you become a Taurus. Now, Taurus is one of the most rational, practical, down-to-earth sign of the zodiac. So your subconscious is leading you towards establishing anything and everything that relates to security. Taurus rules money, the bank, Switzerland, the earth, geology, gemology. So it's important for you to realize that anything that happened to you, you will never, ever forget. That's part of being a Taurus in your subconscious. Now, I do not know what planet you have that regulates your subconscious or how you can trigger the forces of your subconscious. But, again, it's a matter of knowing your UCI or your unique celestial identity and describing, understanding all those planets and leading you to learn how to use your subconscious. But first, you have to know what is your subconscious on a rational, practical level. And that can be done through astropsychology.
One of my daughters is a Taurus, and she's exactly as you described, Lewis.
And she likes to eat.
She's a good person.
If she doesn't have food, she's not secure. She's very much mommy, daddy, a little girl, solid. But at the same time, you know, you have to remember, being born in May doesn't mean she will be responding or being a Taurus. In fact, she faces the world on the other side of the month of May, which is November. And that's why you don't mess around with a Taurus. They are very, very down-to-earth. They're practical. They don't forget anything.
And they're bullheaded.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's what you have the bull. You never mess around with a bull.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.